Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. Paul's first letter to Timothy, chapter 4, verses 4 through 8, and verse 16. Timothy, my son, everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, for then it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer. If you put these instructions before the brethren, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, nourished on the words of the faith and of the good doctrine which you have followed. Have nothing to do with godless and silly myths. Train yourself in godliness, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. Take heed to yourself and to your teaching. Hold to that, for by so doing you will save both yourself and your hearers. Today's Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 19, verses 12 through 28. The Lord said this parable: A nobleman went into a far country to receive a kingdom and then return. Calling 10 of his servants, he gave them 10 pounds and said to them, Trade with these till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent an embassy after him, saying, We do not want this man to reign over us. When he returned, having received the kingdom, he commanded these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know what they had gained by trading. The first came before him, saying, Lord, your pound has made 10 pounds more. And he said to him, Well done, good servant. Because you have been faithful in a very little, you shall have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, your pound has made 5 pounds. And he said to him, And you are to be over 5 cities. Then another came, saying, Lord, here is your pound, which I kept laid away in a napkin, for I was afraid of you, because you are a severe man. You take up what you did not lay down, and you reap what you did not sow. He said to him, I will condemn you out of your own mouth, you wicked servant. You knew that I was a severe man, taking up what I did not lay down, and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put my money into the bank, and at my coming I should have collected it with interest? And he said to those who stood by, Take the pound from him, and give it to him who has the 10 pounds. And they said to him, Lord, he has 10 pounds. I tell you that to everyone who has will more be given, but from him who has not, even what he has will be taken away. But as for these enemies of mine, who did not want me to reign over them, bring them here and slay them before me. And when he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem.
On this day, the 23rd of November, we commemorate Amphilochios, Bishop of Iconium. Saint Amphilochios, who was born in Cappadocia, shone forth in asceticism and divine knowledge even from his youth. He was consecrated bishop of Iconium in 341. He struggled courageously against the blasphemies of Eunomius, Macedonius, the enemy of the Holy Spirit, and the followers of Arius. He was present at the Second Ecumenical Council of the 150 Fathers, which took place in Constantinople, convoked during the reign of Theodosius the Great in the year 381. In 383, Amphilochios wished to persuade the emperor Theodosius to forbid the Arians from gathering in Constantinople and to commit the churches to the Orthodox, but the emperor was reluctant to do such a thing. The next time that Amphilochios entered the palace, he addressed Theodosius with proper honor, but slighted his young son Arcadius in his presence. Theodosius was indignant and said the dishonor shown to his son was equally an insult to himself. To this Saint Amphilochios answered that as he would not suffer an insult to his son, so he ought to believe that God is wroth with those who blaspheme his only begotten. Saint Theodosius understood and admired Amphilochios' ingenious device, and he issued the desired edict in September of the same year. St. Amphilochios having reached deep old age, reposed in peace about the year 395. St. Basil the Great wrote many letters to St. Amphilochios, his friend and fellow champion of the faith, and at his request wrote his treatise On the Holy Spirit, which besides demonstrating the divinity of the Holy Spirit and his equality with the Father and the Son, defends the Church's unwritten ancient traditions, such as making the sign of the cross, turning towards the east in prayer, no kneeling on Sunday, and so forth.
Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.